Having brought that word that I believe is from the Lord, we have to take action. He's instructed us to pray for men and for women with God's gifting and mission to be raised up and to become prominent in our nation. So whenever we meet together to pray, whenever we do it, we must pray for our nation. We must pray. In obedience to what he's told us, if we pray, he will do it. Whenever we meet, whether it is in a house group, in a small group, here, in the prayer meeting beforehand, whenever we meet, we must pray for our nation for the rest of 2011. That is this year's task for the Church of God. You might remember that when we were doing this one time before, we stuck these on our watches and our phones to remind us. There's a stock of these here. Stick them on your watch. Every time you look at the time, you'll realize you've got to pray for the nation. ...2011 is going to be a year of change. God is going to do wonderful things in this nation. But we have to keep our side of it. We have to pray. Don't forget, it's important. But the second thing we have to do is to prepare. Prepare, God said, prepare for an influx of people who are seeking the truth. He is going to do it. We have our opportunities. As people were sharing, I'm so glad that you all shared about opportunities. That was brilliant. We will each get opportunities. There will be an influx of people looking for answers. And we, the Church of God, need to be ready. Now, there's loads of stuff that we can do practically, and I'm going to go through some of that in a minute. But the first and the most important thing is to be prepared here. Be prepared to share your faith. Be prepared to counsel. Be prepared to reach out to people who have questions. We may not have the answers, but we know the Lord God who does. As we pray for our nation, let's also pray for ourselves, so that we are able to bring the right word in season to those who are seeking. I've put a list up here as well of some of the practical stuff that's going on. Not the prayer isn't practical, but these are some of the tangible things that we can see. As we prepare for the influx of people, we've already got an outreach team with Trevor going on, and they're planning. I've seen what they're planning to do. It looks great, guys. Get on with it. Superb. George has pulled a team together to get downstairs up and running. Because if we have an influx of people, we're soon going to outgrow this room. The building itself, Ron and Doug, and Roland's looking after as well where it's been flooded. This building, we need to make more use of it. There will be more people coming in. House groups will grow. People will come seeking. There will need to be more house groups. John Chambers is responsible for house groups at the moment. You may find that you will be called upon to be a house group leader or something like that. Be ready. Children. There's going to be kids coming in. We've had other prophecies that are saying that there will be a great number of people who will come seeking God based on their experiences of the student demonstrations. So that's kids from 16 up to 25. Rachel, it was great, really perfect that you started the 18 to 25s. They've raised ear today.